And just like that, it's already been 2 years since US President Joe Biden was elected. And that means midterm elections are here. So why should you care about US midterm elections? This year's midterm elections on November 8th have been called a test for democracy. Usually midterm elections are seen as a referendum on the sitting president, and they are, but this year's midterms have as much to do with the last president as they do with the current one. It's the first time voters are going to the polls since last year's January 6th violence on Capitol Hill. That's when rioters stormed the Capitol building. They were inspired by then-President Donald Trump's repeated claims that the 2020 election had been stolen. In a speech last week, President Joe Biden said democracy itself was on the ballot. He urged voters to back candidates that would accept the results of their race regardless of the outcome, which leads to our next point. Many Republicans are campaigning on the false claim that the 2020 election was stolen. In other words, they're election deniers. According to the political website 538, election deniers are on the ballot in nearly every state, and they're not just running for Congress. Some are campaigning for other crucial statewide roles, like governor, attorney general, and secretary of state. At the same time, the voting process itself may be at risk. There have already been allegations of voter intimidation in some states like Pennsylvania and Arizona. A judge in Arizona issued an order restricting the activities of one group of poll watchers. He said they could not openly carry guns while monitoring ballot drop boxes, which they had been doing, or take pictures of the voters. Remember, midterm elections are considered a referendum on how the voters feel about the job the president is doing. But President Biden isn't on the ballot, at least not directly. The midterm elections decide which party will take control of Congress. In the House of Representatives, all 435 seats are up for election. Democrats currently have a slim majority, but analysts expect Republicans to do well enough this week to take control. In the Senate, Republicans and Democrats, and independents who vote with Democrats, are split evenly 50-50. About one-third of the seats are up for election, with the tightest races in Pennsylvania, Nevada, Georgia, and Arizona. The outcome of any of those races could decide who leads the Senate. Even though the president isn't on the ballot, make no mistake, the 2024 presidential election is already underway. President Biden says he plans to run again. But nothing's official. If Democrats suffer huge losses in these midterms, his party might pressure him to step aside. Last week, former President Trump said he very, very, very probably will run again. Other candidates from both parties are already laying the groundwork for their own potential presidential campaigns. So, there's a lot at stake on Tuesday, but many voters have already made up their mind about who they'd like to see in charge. As of Friday, more than 35 million of them had already cast their ballots.